This episode of Cognitive Dissonance is brought to you by our patrons. You fucking rock.
Hey, Tom and Cecil, this is Ben from Montana. I had to laugh my ass off when you guys were talking about the Highlander, the guy that played the Kurgan, Clancy Brown, because he's in all kinds of stuff from, you know, Shawshank Redemption as a prison guard to the voice of Mr. Krabs in SpongeBob now. So every time I see the Highlander movie, I can't help but think of that. But yeah, check him out sometime. The guy's got a huge freaking acting list. Anyways, Goyle, take it easy, guys. Bye.
Hello, boys. It is Hunter from Oklahoma again. Just wanted to say I finally got to the 200th episode and got to listen to you and Noah and Heath. And it was very cool getting late into the podcast and already meeting you guys, you know, seeing the dynamic you guys have on Citation Needed and kind of see the beginnings of that, you know, you guys just talking and shit. Well, so that was super fucking cool. So, yeah, glory hole, motherfucker.
Bro, I don't know where the fuck y'all have been or not, or where the fuck I've been, but I found y'all goddamn 3 weeks ago, and I've been listening to y'all motherfuckers like hours upon hours at work, man. Y'all motherfuckers get me cracked up, dude. So whenever you guys decide to touch down Tennessee, I got a blunt on me for y'all. Much love, man.
Be advised that this show is not for children, the faint of heart, or the easily offended. The explicit tag is there for a reason.
Recording live from Glory Hole Studios in Chicago, this is Cognitive Dissonance. Every episode we blast anyone who gets in our way. We bring critical thinking, skepticism, and irreverence to any topic that makes the news, makes it big, or makes us mad. It's skeptical, it's political, and there is no welcome mat. This is episode 412. Cognitive Dissonance. And this is I'm glad to be back.
Yeah.
In Chicago, yeah. From the Dominican Republic. I want to say that place is ugly, and anybody who wants to send me there as punishment, you can at any time. It's hideous. Wow. I hate looking at the ocean. Why don't we live there? It's so terrible here. Why don't we live someplace beautiful, Cecil?
We do live someplace beautiful, but only in like very small segments
for like a minute. But it's nice for like an hour and 28 minutes. Yeah. And like if you missed it because you were napping or at work.
It's so funny. Like last week I walk out of the house and I'm just like in my fucking full on coat. And I'm like, it's fucking almost May for Christ's sakes. And yeah. It's like 30 degrees out.
I know.
Like it for the longest time forever.
It snowed. I got married. It snowed one day. I got married. It was 55 degrees. I got an airplane for a week. I came back. It's 85.
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on over here?
85 is not bad.
I know, but I'm just saying like, I want to live there in a resort. Yeah. I discovered that that's actually where I think I'm best.
Turns out,
where you can eat all that you want, you know. They mean that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't think that they would, but like, you know,
like shooing you away with a broom.
Have you ever get like a esophagus full?
Oh yeah.
You know, where you're just like, if I eat anymore, it'll just hit my back teeth.
Yeah.
Instead, like you're just like,
I'm just going to hold it in my mouth and wait. I'll use this as part of my digestive system.
I packed a Vitamix plunger and just...
Yeah, exactly. Use a stick blender. Just go right in there. Just, you get rid of the chicken bones.
I know when you're out with other kids, kind of hard sometimes to even admit you're Christian.
The story's from Right Wing Watch. This is kind of amazing. Now, a lot of times Right Wing Watch will have like a... somewhat misleading title.
Yeah, they won't say the exact thing or
this is not one of them. Yeah. Jewish people and other non-Christians don't have First Amendment rights. Oh. Now let's listen to him.
Sure.
Let's give him an opportunity to explain.
Absolutely.
Just want to finish up on our conversation about whether...
What the fuck is that?
Is he like spy versus spy?
Hey, let's play some shitty jazz music while we go ahead and have this semi-racist tirade.
It's like fanfare jazz.
Wiccans, that is worshippers of the devil, followers of witchcraft, whether they have first...
Are they worshippers of the devil?
I think they just want to be naked.
Yeah,
they're basically like 6-year-olds that are just like, I don't want to wear pants. That just their bodies got bigger.
6-year-olds today.
Their bodies.
Only 6-year-olds.
No, it's just the rest of us are just like, ugh, I have to wear pants. Wiccanism is just an excuse to be outside with your balls. Yeah. That's it.
Amendment rights under our Constitution. And the answer is that they do not.
Wait, that's how I would read
First Amendment. They don't get First Amendment rights in the Constitution.
There's because they're Wiccans.
People. Like, wait. So don't all people get? If you're a citizen, don't you always?
Can you do me a favor?
Rights?
Would you call up the Bill of Rights for me so I can read?
Oh, I can read right now. The First Amendment: Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances.
Unless they're not Christian. You missed that part at the end. The asterisk. Do you see the asterisk? Look for the asterisk. It's a lot of people miss this. You look for the asterisk and then down below, it's like a footnote and it says, unless they're not Christian.
By Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah.
he put a little, he just initialed it TJ. He's like right there, you know?
Yeah.
Like what? All people get that. Like, but you know, and
no, Wiccans don't.
And when
because
he says,
they like the devil.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because what this guy is saying is like, look, if you're a different religion, you don't get this particular right. You don't get this right. They could have easily just said Christianity instead of religion.
Yeah, you wouldn't need the first part of that about the government not establishing if the government was intending to establish.
That's true too, right?
You would not you would not create a...
And you wouldn't say the word religion. You would say Christianity.
Right.
Because you would be specific in your language and when you're making a legal document, that's kind of what you do.
Only if you're like creating a government from scratch, for example.
Right.
Like with full intentionality about what that means. And it's not like this is sloppy fucking word choice. It's not like somebody's like, oh no, it was really a first draft.
That's what they treated as. They genuinely like, no, what they really meant was, what they wrote, which says religion. And religion means it's a ubiquitous term that encompasses religion in general.
So unless Brian Fisher is suggesting that Wiccanism is not a religion.
That could be.
The blunt, simple, direct, straightforward answer is that Wiccans do not have First Amendment rights. Nor do Muslims, nor do Jews, nor do...
Like Jesus? Like Jesus.
Still, America wasn't around back then, so he didn't He didn't have First Amendment rights. Now, if he comes back and he legally immigrates, we might give him First Amendment rights.
He better not come from the South.
He better not be Jesus,
right?
That shows up.
Another one.
We won't.
No, you pronounce it like a hard J. Yeah. It's not, let me over your wall. It's a hard J. I say it different. It's a Jesus.
You can't trick us, Jesus of Nazareth.
Native Americans, nor do Rastafarians.
Wait, Native Americans?
Yeah.
What if they happen to be Christian? What if you converted?
What if did they apply for citizenship, Native Americans?
Wait a minute. For real Native Americans?
Can we build a wall around their reservations?
Holy shit. Yeah, listen, you're not a real American. You know we'll it's like I'm the fucking realest American.
You know what we'll do? We'll build a wall around their reservations, a wall of poverty.
Well, we built that in there. Nailed it.
It's kind of like a swimming pool of poverty.
It's like a moat.
Nor do any practitioners of any other religion other than Christianity. Because Joseph, and again, I'm just quoting Joseph's story, so this is not my idea.
Who?
Joseph's story, Tom.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was he one of the founding fathers?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Okay. I didn't come up with this idea. This is Joseph Story, the eminent historian of the First Amendment.
Historian of the First Amendment.
Right.
So he read it just like we did.
I see.
He has an opinion on it that's eminent.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Let's hear it.
And the Constitution. Look what the founding fathers were driving at here in the First Amendment. They weren't even considering Islam. They weren't even considering Judaism. They weren't even considering Native American religions. All they were dealing with, all they were considering was Christianity. So whatever the First Amendment is about, whatever protections it extends in the federal Constitution, those were just for Christianity. So Christianity has First Amendment rights under the federal Constitution. No other religion does.
That's just insane.
That's just stupid because it literally, I mean, just change the word then. If they want, these guys were very specific in their language. These guys were hyper specific in their language. They used this word religion, not as just to say, look, see religion, all uses of religion means Christianity.
They could have said, you're free to practice any form of Christianity here you'd like.
Yeah.
But that's not what they said.
Yeah.
They said a different thing. And it makes me laugh because like I don't actually give a shit what the founding fathers said. I don't have their fucking cock squirting down the back of my throat all the fucking time. These are the fucking First Amendment knob gobblers constantly like fucking mascara runs so hard for the fucking Constitution. They're just like, get it in there. Fucking bruised a fucking uvula from fucking letting that thing ram the back of their fucking throat. And then they're just like, well, but I don't like it when it means the thing I don't like.
Yeah. Well, and then you're absolutely right because there's nothing special about this document. And if this document is something that we're saying, look, we're going to actually change it to say, look, all religions. We're going to change it. We could do that. No. We could change it.
Well,
it's literally been amended in the, this is an amendment we're talking
that's
about.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like they created a mechanism for the amendment. And then more than that, they also created a branch of the government designed to interpret it.
Yeah.
That's what the Supreme Court does, which was created by the same document to interpret the document because we know that like, shit changes.
Yeah.
And so there's some we should be in constant consideration of it.
And also, you know, there's some fucking asshole rules lawyer who's always trying to fucking shove something in there that's like, well, it says it right here in this last little line that it means this thing. And you're like, get the fuck out of here. And that's what the problem is.
I know.
Is all these people like, they want to chant that you guys don't have rights. Nobody else has rights but these Christians. And they miss the point that if one person loses their rights, if one religion loses their rights, all religions lose their rights.
Religion conceptually is devalued conceptually. Why? That's your thing.
Yeah.
Why am I even yelling about it? That's not even my thing.
Yeah.
Abortions for all. Very well. No abortions for anyone. Abortions for some, miniature American flags for others.
Yay! This is fucked up. This is from the BBC. Iowa approves most restrictive abortion bill in the U.S. And holy shit, is it?
Yeah.
It basically says no abortion if an ultrasound can detect a heartbeat.
Yeah. And I heard that they're actually going to take out all the pregnancy tests and replace them with stethoscopes. So, catch 22, motherfuckers. No more abortions ever.
That's fucking crazy. Yeah. It's the heartbeat bill, right? Yeah, and we've talked about this before. It's fucking insane. And it is a bill that is specifically designed to go to the Supreme Court.
Yeah. They made it specifically to do that.
So this shit
you might as well make a bill that says, yeah, you actually have to, we're not going to allow abortion. You're going to have to go back in time and make sure he finishes on your face. That's the new rule. We're going to make sure that that's in effect.
This is going to be the pull out bill. Yeah, that's it. Like, pull out, Bill. Jesus.
He did on the dress. Yeah. You know, and they specifically they're making it to go to the Supreme Court.
Does this not also feel like a great big fuck you fucking doomsday clock to Ruth Bader Ginsburg? Oh. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you pass this bill and you're like, Ruth, like, oh, really? Really? You're putting the fucking target on my back with that? Yeah, pass it now.
Oh, we got Ruth in there. No, no. We're not wearing it.
Everybody's
don't tell Ruth. But we think you're going to die. Now's a good time.
Yeah.
Well, they also have Gorsch in there. They still are 5-4, which is
right. But Gorsch is a replacement for Scalia. Yeah. So like the court didn't shift.
Court didn't shift. And they still are, like, the last time something abortion related came up, it still went 5-4 the other way. Because I think one of those conservative judges goes back and forth on abortion.
Yeah,
because
he's not as conservative.
As the others. Yeah, it's interesting. It's, you know, and I think you're right. I think it's that, you know, they're sort of waiting for...
They're seriously, they're just like, pass it now. We just don't think she's going to make it. Well, it's like
looking back into her Fitbit and like send her doomsday messages in there.
You know, when
it starts flashing, are you dead yet?
It's like somebody like coming into your house and like trying on your suit coats. Like, oh, this one will fit me. Like, that's... Mine, be like, not for long. Anyway, here's your test results. All this bullshit moralistic nonsense is just, it's like we're just saying, I don't want to have I want to have a less functional society. I want less functional families. Like, I'm not just like pro-choice. Like, I'm pro-abortion. Like, anybody that doesn't want to have a kid that gets pregnant, everybody should abort that kid if you don't want it.
Yeah.
Nobody should have kids they don't want. Like, I can't imagine a scenario where that works out well, except by accident, right? Like, it just fucking, it's not a thing. In the first trimester, it's not a thing.
Sure.
You don't want it? Fine. Just fucking get rid of it. Who gives a shit? The only reason people give a shit is because they're moralistic about sex and sexuality. That's why they give a shit, because they want there to be consequences to an action. Those consequences are purely technologically related. They're not like... There does not have to be moral consequences to sex. We've solved that problem with birth control and other technologies. What we really should do, if we really give a shit about building a good society and building better outcomes for families, is we should have free birth control across the board. It's cheap. It's a cheaper solution than Medicare and, you know, the kids insurance programs and all the rest of that shit. Yeah. And we should have fucking free abortions in the first trimester for anyone that wants one.
Yeah.
That's it.
I don't
disagree
with that.
It's cheaper and easier, and you build a better society.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. I do think that, you know, you're right in the first trimester, but I do tend to think that as time goes on, and especially the viability of the child, that you are getting into a moralistic issue.
Right. And I think you can have conversations about that. And I don't know that we necessarily, but I think everybody who's got a fucking brain in their head can say, like, yeah, in the first trimester?
Yeah.
That's not it. It's not a thing.
Yeah. I think too, you know, it's really interesting when all these people wind up, you know, you seeing these Republicans, they have these kids, out of wedlock with their mistresses, and the mistress has to go get an abortion or whatever.
Yeah.
They utilize these services. You know
of
what I mean?
Like they
utilize these services.
They're fucking hypocrites. Yeah. Everybody utilizes these services when they fucking want them. You know, these same guys with their fucking mistresses, you think they're like... The ones that don't impregnate their mistress, it's because they're on fucking birth control.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Right? It's like the thing they don't want to give everybody else, or they want to make expensive, or they want to make it by prescription. Or
they
want to
make it
like
shame somehow.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it's about controlling women, women's power, and their sexuality.
Yeah.
That's all this is. This has nothing to do with children or babies or any of the rest of it. It's about being a moralistic dick about sex and women.
Yeah, for sure.
That's it.
And the point that the psalmist is making is when a nation sacrifices innocent children in abortion or infanticide, that is a sacrifice to demons. It's like food for demons, using that expression metaphorically. What I mean by that is that act of the shedding of innocent blood, the most innocent among us, it empowers satanic forces.
Oh, this made me laugh. This is from WREG.com. Tennessee lawmakers, okay, monument in memory of the victims of abortion.
It's just a snow globe of fetuses. just you shake it, sugar, 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 and all the little fetuses just float down over the skyline, and then they sort of land in the bottom.
Hey, man.
Little half umbilical cords in them.
I love the idea of it's like in memory of them. Like, oh, do you remember that mistake from high school that you got rid of before it was the size of a pencil eraser?
Yeah.
Good old what's it sells. Yeah. Like, are you kidding me?
This is the memory.
Oh, we just remember that time we never had a single fucking shared experience because that wasn't a viable human being yet. Oh, good times.
They have the ribbon cutting ceremony and they like invite Cannibal Corpse to play.
Hey, remember that time I threw up once and then my crotch hurt for 72 hours? Yeah. Oh man, that was amazing. Fuck you.
Thanks,
your memories.
For the memories.
The memory of the victims of abortion.
It's like that fucking baby shoe exhibit they had. Remember the baby shoe exhibit they
did? I do remember that shit. You know, like it would be, what I think would be really great is if they were allowed to do that sort of stuff, but only allowed to do it like using real size.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like, it's such liar's bullshit to have
full
like
baby shoes.
Full-size baby shoes or like a full-size headstone or like a full-size whatever, as if this was like a full-size person that somebody just came up and like stabbed in the face.
Yeah.
Like that's not just came up with like a giant vacuum full of blades to like a toddler. Suck them into the thing. It'd be great if it was like, oh yeah, you got to have a shoe the size of the baby's or the zygote's foot. Be like, oh, it doesn't have a foot yet. Oh, that's my fucking point. Exactly.
Well, it'd be like a pencil, like you said, a pencil eraser or something.
Yeah. Oh, it's a million pencil erasers. Huh? What does it look like? Nothing. No one cares about it. Let's move on and go get Dairy Queen. Can we? Like, no one cares.
Well, and I think this is trying to elicit some sympathy in a way that is, like you say, it's a liar's game. It's a way in which for them to say, look at all these babies. And then you stop and you think and you go, look, we're not calling them babies. They're not, it's not like this fucking kid had a fucking little sailor hat on and was, you know, being pushed around in a stroller.
Right.
That's just a totally different thing than what happened. And they are very good. They are very, very good, I think, at eliciting emotions and making people think emotionally.
Yeah.
And I think that this is one of those instances where they do this a lot about abortion. It basically rides on how you emotionally react to exhibits like this.
Sure. Right. Yeah. Absolutely. It's like, don't you love babies? Babies are so cute. And it's like, I kind of like babies, first of all, if they're yours.
The Bible says they're going to eat their arms. The Bible says they're going to eat their babies. Then it says they're going to eat their children. That's what people do when they get hungry.
Right Wing Watch, this is Jim Baker. Government scientists say Morningside is the best place to ride out the end times. Hey, Cecil, unrelated side note, Morningside's where Jim Baker is.
What is a Morningside?
Morningside is a garbage town in Missouri near Branson. Branson is...
That's where Yakov Smirnoff is.
Right, Branson is where joy goes to die.
Oh, gosh. All right, so let's play this. This is Jim Baker from his show. Right.
There's nowhere on earth you could live with more of God's generals here. We're
God's generals.
God's generals.
Why do you want to be where the general? I want to be where the fucking army is.
Hey, y'all, South is going to rise again.
The generals are fat. They don't fight.
I got all my generals here. They're on the old folks home.
We're outside of Branson, Missouri. Is where our address is Branson, but we're outside.
Oh, they're showing a picture of Branson right now.
Is it on a lake?
Everything's on a lake in Missouri. It's a fucking swamp.
A little bit. We're on the other side of the lake. Branson. Branson has the number one Christian theater in the world.
Who cares?
That seems like a non sequitur.
Well, like, I love that idea. It's like there's an apocalypse and it's like, okay, yeah. But there's a show at 7:30.
So you know, they can play their God War movie reels.
God's Not Dead 2 is showing at 9:15.
Oh, gosh.
You're talking about sight and sound.
Which don't sound that spirit.
Yeah. Yeah, let's clap. Let's clap. You built a theater.
Christian theater.
No problem. Sight and sound. I tell you what, you all are going to know soon why God brought us here.
Seniors get discount movie tickets. God knows that everybody likes when they get a little older, you like to save a little money. You know?
It's not Atlantic City. It's not Vegas. It's Branson.
I'll tell you what, I can't wait to get my seniors discount next year. Here we go.
Next year. I think God brought Jim Baker there because they're kinder to felons in Missouri. Because everybody in Missouri wear stripes.
He can vote. Yeah.
He just like, it just, he's like, whatever. I miss the old gang.
God.
The old chain gang.
Do you know the people from the government, from the NASA, the research from so many of them, they have said in their research, the safest place to live in troubled times is right here.
NASA.
Yeah.
NASA does the research about where to live in troubled times.
It's the famous NASA troubled time survey of 2016, Tom.
Hey, guys. Yeah. Should we launch a rocket into space figure out if Branson's
while the asshole's on his fucking joystick driving something around on Mars? They had time to be like, hey, let's survey everybody and find out where the best place to be in troubled times.
What does that even mean? Troubled times?
I don't even know.
There's a recession. Where should we live? Ask NASA. I don't know. What the fuck?
And you go to NASA like, Branson, duh. Fuck.
Yakov Smirnoff is there.
Why would NASA? I love these guys. They're like, well, we asked NASA. Yeah. Can you imagine being the guys at NASA? Like, no, they didn't.
No,
stop saying
Someone should tweet at NASA this and say, can you care to comment?
Yeah. Where's the best place to live on trouble? What we should do NASA. Is have an advice column called Ask NASA.
Okay. Any NASA people that are listening.
That's hopelessly optimistic.
Let us know what you guys said to him.
I'm seriously going to write letters to NASA for like marital advice.
NASA,
like whatever.
NASA,
just like, how do I get my dog to stop peeing in the house?
NASA, where can I get a good cheesesteak?
Not Philadelphia.
Oh. We got a message from some asshole in Philadelphia that was like, oh, your garbage sandwich out there. And I'm just like,
are you fucking kidding
bitch,
me right
please.
Now? Are you kidding? Look,
bitch,
all
please.
Jokes aside.
Bitch, please.
All Chicago style beef?
Yeah.
Over that fucking, that is rat poison. That is decon rat poison.
It's like filleted rats.
I had every incentive. I will say, I had every incentive to enjoy a Philly cheesesteak. I drove 3 hours out of my way. I wasn't even near.
It's like 180 miles out of your way.
Out of my way.
Yeah.
To have that sandwich. I was excited at a level that was unreasonable to eat that sandwich. It was fucking vomit-inducingly bad.
And it was from one of the famous places, right?
It was, yeah. It was like they're across the street and they fucking hate each other and they both have
Which
lines
one
a million
did you get,
long.
The Wiz or the provolone one?
The Wiz.
Okay.
Because that's what everyone said. They said, like, oh, gotta get the Wiz. I got the fucking super standard, that's what it is. Yeah. That's the fucking Philly cheesesteak Mark Wahlberg sandwich. Like, that's the one that I got.
Sure.
It is the worst sandwich I've ever... You ever go to that fucking airport and it's like 2:30 in the morning?
And oh, like, God, that's the worst stuff.
And the
I
only,
already hate this the story. Only, I'm already mad at this story.
The only place that's open is like Hudson News.
Jesus Christ.
And like, they've got like a cooler case of sandwiches that were made like four days ago. Yeah, right. And they're like, the bread, like you can see in there that the bread has like, it's been eaten by crows.
You can take the sandwich and pound a nail into something.
And you, but it's like, it's fucking late and you're exhausted. And you're like, fucking gotta eat something. And you buy it anyway and you open it up and the smell of nothing wafts up because all odor has long since abandoned conjunction with that food. That is still 100 times better than a Philly cheesesteak sandwich from Philly. And you have to get that sandwich in Philly.
Do you have to stand in line too?
You stand in line in Philly.
For how long?
Too long. 1 second would have been too long. And then the people abuse you in line. They're like,
it's like the wiener circle here. It's just, don't ever go to the wiener circle in Chicago. Those people are assholes. They just scream at you and the food isn't very good.
Yeah, they like, it's the same thing at this place. They're like, they yell at you and you're like, I don't understand where it's like, oh, it's so much fun to go there.
That's not fun.
Treated like everybody serving you is your abusive stepdad. Like, what the fuck?
You want a fucking sandwich? You want a fucking pot pie or what? I'm in to catch you.
Ready to stick it in the glory hole? Get links to their Facebook, Twitter, and if you still use it, Google Plus account at their website, dissonancepod.com. If you need to be all discreet about it, contact them by email at dissonance.podcast@gmail.com. Or you can call and leave a ransom message at 740-74-DOUBT. That's 740-743-6828. Want to hear Cognitive Dissonance commercial-free and gain access to exclusive content, including full patron-only shows? Head to patreon.com/dissonancepod and become a patron to support the show on a per-episode basis. Love commercials? Not ready to become a patron? Give the guys a 5-star review on iTunes or Stitcher. Or tell your buddies in the drunk tank about the show. We want to send a big, sloppy glory hole to all the patrons and people who rate us. You fucking rock.
Some right-wing watch.
Jesus Christ.
Gun Owners of America's Larry Pratt suggests little twerp David Hogg may be crisis actor. So David Hogg is one of the survivors of the Parkland shooting.
Fucking great.
Fucking Larry Pratt is an asshole.
Yeah.
Well, actually, that's who Larry Pratt is. So there's some audio from this.
Yeah. This guy was on a show though. He was on a show called Homefront with Cynthia Davis. So this is from her show.
Let me get one idea from you about David Hogg. So we have this boy who went to a school in
Parkland. Parkland is the name of the, you
know, yeah.
Florida. And apparently he wasn't even there when the tragedy occurred.
That's not true.
No,
he was there. He took fucking video while he was on lockdown. Like he was interviewing other people while he was on lockdown.
Yeah,
so he's in the school.
Yeah, but they're just trying to discredit.
Yeah.
Think about what's happening here too. You're trying to discredit a fucking teenager who survived a fucking mass shooting. So just pause and realize the caliber of a human being that's doing the speaking right now.
According to what he said himself, he was either in a classroom in another building away from the shooter, or he got on his bicycle and rode to school when he heard that there was a shooting going on. So
that's just blatant false. Yeah, I read, I was reading an article that said that someone has just made up a quote that he never said.
No. Which happens
just,
all
they
the time.
Just made up a quote that he never said. That he said that he got on his bike once he heard the shoot. The place was there and rode to the school as quickly as he could.
Like people do. Hey, so all my classmates are getting shot by a madman. Oh, I'm gonna go see it.
Could you imagine? Like if I found out, I'd be like, oh yeah, your workplace is being shot up right now, and you're at home, be like, woohoo!
I would tender my resignation. What workplace? I don't work there. I've never been associated.
You'd be emailing your boss, be like, how's today? Best you wish you were from home, huh?
I would shred my business cards. Are you kidding me?
I'd drive somewhere else. I'd be like, you know what? Maybe they know where I live. Like, I'm gonna go somewhere else.
He can't even tell the same story about what he was doing in the same rather memorable time frame. I think, you know, I can tell you exactly what I was doing and where I was when I heard on the radio that the World Trade Center had actually collapsed because of the plane that hit it. I'll never forget that. I know exactly where I was.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he knew exactly where he was. You're just reading a quote that's not even attributed to him. Well, it is attributed to him, but it's not.
I love that. It's like, well, I remember things. So other people that remember things, what the fuck are you talking about? Your experience remembering stuff is neither unique nor interesting. It is generally fucking assumed that we all sometimes remember things.
That is true.
Twerp can't even remember what he was.
Wait, did he call him a twerp?
He called him a twerp.
This little twerp can't even remember what he was doing at that rather equivalent.
God, I would like to meet this guy. I would love, you know, like if I was David Hogg's dad.
Yeah.
And David Hogg survive, like his classmates get fucking murdered.
Yeah.
And my kid is in danger and he fucking survives and he becomes a fucking advocate for gun control. And he's out like risking his reputation and the fucking ire of these dipshits. And somebody's like, oh, your son's a little twerp. But like, we should have a conversation together.
It's hard not to react to that emotionally, right? and stiffen up a little when they say that sort of thing. You're just like, this kid has more courage than a lot of people have. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not gonna, you know, talk about these people like, you know, like they're some sort of amazing heroes or whatever. Like, these are people who just
endured something terrible.
They endured something terrible. They hid from a shooter. They had to witness possibly some of their friends or close friends. I don't know. I don't know anything about them. I don't know how many. Right. I don't know how close these people were that died to them or were injured. I don't know how traumatic this particular thing was for them individually. I don't know any of that stuff.
What I won't do is say, like, you know, I won't discredit that. I won't just wave my hand and be like, well, you know, that's, who cares about that? Because it's an important, like, that's an that's going to be an important building factor maybe in his life. And it clearly has been already. It's already been something that's been formative to him.
Well, why are you calling him a little twerp?
Well, and like, that's the thing,
like,
right?
Like, you know, like, that's punching down at the very least, right? And you're making fun of a young person.
And, but, and then you're also just like hand waving this entire experience, right, and saying that's not anything.
Right.
Moment in his life, I don't think this guy could tell the truth if he had a gun in his head.
And he's called.
Cheap shot.
Kind of already had a gun,
yeah, right?
Called a survivor, a Parkland survivor, which isn't an accurate word either. Unless you were shot at, I don't know that that fits being called a survivor.
What are you fucking kidding me? Like, that's the standard we're going to hold somebody to,
like,
as to whether or not they are.
I like that we're going to wordsmith how people, like, and that's the thing, is that they're saying they don't want to give sympathy to somebody who just happened to be in the building. You've got to show me the graze marks on your skin.
Yeah, right.
I'm willing to give you sympathy.
Unless you, like, that standard is unless somebody shot at you.
Yeah.
So, like, so by that standard, the most ridiculous extension of that would be, by that standard, you and I are standing next to each other and somebody shoots at you
and misses.
And no, somebody shoots at you. You and I are standing next to each other. Somebody shoots at you, but they didn't shoot at me. And then the police snipe that guy. I am not a survivor of that shooting event. I was just like, I don't know. I'm not even really related to that.
I was just nearby.
I mean, I saw them shoot at Cecil. Yeah. He was fucking right next to me.
Yeah, I was just nearby.
And maybe I would have been next. And that's kind of the fucking point, I was in imminent motherfucking danger for my life.
Is that in order to get the certification of survivor, you have to prove that you were shot at.
Like, what do you have to go through some kind of rigorous vetting process? Like, do you have to like go on Survivor, the show?
Exactly. And be like a survivor.
Like, you get voted out of the school.
They
voted most likely to survive in the yearbook.
What's hilarious is that's fucking true, right? What's so funny too, they vet these people harder than they vet Trump's cabinet. You know what I mean?
No, I think you're right. I think this is just for the dramatic effect. The media is having a field day. This guy's right out of central casting. In fact, he may be. Who knows? His daddy's an FBI agent.
His daddy's a retired FBI agent.
Okay, same thing. No, being retired is the same.
That certainly would give me some pause in considering the motives of this young man.
Why?
It gave him pause. Little pause.
Little tiny hands. Yeah,
he had little hands. He's on opposable thumbs. It gave him pause.
He's on patrol for the truth. He's on paw patrol for the truth now.
What a fucking idiot. Oh God. What I love is like how easily they're willing to go so deep below the belt to attack these people that didn't do anything except for say, hey guys, let's have some thoughts about gun control.
You know, what makes me crazy, it's not like any of these guys are like, ban all the guns. Nobody is saying that. Yeah. They are reacting as if the rhetoric on one side is like, cancel America.
Yeah.
Like, just, and nobody's, you know, it's like,
cancel the whole thing.
We're done. It's like, we're going to Walmart this fucker. Roll it back.
No more America, motherfuckers.
You know what? Bald eagles on every plate.
It's just amazing how much they're willing to just completely discredit. And it's just this giant ad hom, right? That constantly there's nothing there that says that David Hogg's argument is
no
good or bad.
Right.
Right. Yeah. There's never a mention about the substance of his argument. It's never like, look, the reason why the Second Amendment exists is because of this, this, and this. And if we infringe on these rights, then while it may lower some shootings here, it would also increase the danger of other people in other places. Right. There's a way to make that argument. Right. And I don't know that I agree or disagree with any of that stuff. And I personally don't think I agree too much with that stuff.
Sure.
But there's an argument to be made, and there's an argument back and forth there that has some sort of logic and something to do with statistics, and that can be made. But it's never any of that. It's always just like, well, he's an actor. Okay, well, what did he say?
Yeah, even if he were an actor, even it's just, well, I'm curious about the script then.
Yeah, if it's all made up, what is he saying? If he's saying, look, We kids don't want to be shot at. We don't want to be subjected to this. We'd like to have some sort of ban on assault weapons. Now you say, well, look, the reason why we're not banning assault weapons is X. It's not the reasons why we're not banning assault weapons is because you're an actor. Right. That's not the reason, right? That's not, but that's what they want
to
paint.
That would have been a great rebuttal to everything Reagan wanted to do.
Exactly. Right?
Let's fuck! I'll fuck anything that moves!
Two stories from the New York Times. Toronto van suspect, van attack suspect expressed anger at women.
Suspect? Do they call him a suspect even though you're caught in the car after you run over people?
Man, we call everybody a suspect until they're like convicted. Don't we?
I guess.
Isn't that the thing? It's like they allegedly.
Yeah, it seems weird. You're just like, what? Did somebody quickly replace him? We replaced this driver. Will anyone notice? You know,
like it's the same thing with like yeah. that fucking Colorado shoot. It's like he allegedly shot like 19 people. It's like he walked out of the theater like covered in blood and Uzis. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
He's got a swirl of gun smoke around him.
Right, it wasn't me.
A weapon firing off. It's like, maybe it was him. We don't know.
We'll see what the video says.
I don't know about that. I like that. The language, I think, has to be used because that's how you're, as a journalist, that's how you have to say it.
Right. But I think it's so you don't get sued.
Yeah, but it's one of those things. You're just like, is he a suspect? Well, he's sitting in a car with blood-covered tires. He's still buckled in. Like, how does that work?
We suspect it was you. Yeah. Oh, hey, really, Sherlock? Yeah. Huh? Did you get your giant magnifying glass out? Your plaid cap?
Your hat that you could turn around? Your basset hound?
He did more than express anger at women.
Yeah,
though,
it is.
Right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, this fucking asshole, he ran over a whole bunch of people. He's a total piece of shit. But he is a self-described incel, right? And an incel stands for an involuntary celibate. And, like, it's like, well, yeah, I mean, like, there's probably not a lot of voluntary celibates, like outside the priesthood.
Yeah, even the priests are kind of
and like they're not really all that celibate.
And they're all kind of just like shh.
Right. Yeah. So like basically like incel means like can't get laid. Like that's like what it means.
Look, I don't think that there's anything wrong with being a virgin. I don't think there's anything wrong with, not having sexual intercourse. I don't think there's anything wrong with any of that stuff.
Whatever you want to do.
I mean, like I think that anybody who has, that's up to you. But when you start resenting the opposite sex because of the sex that you can't get,
yep.
There's some real, real fucking problems there.
Yeah. So like, let's talk a little bit about what this incel nonsense, because it's so fucking toxic. Like,
it really it is. Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
This is the there's second nothing, mass murder. Yeah. That's been attributed.
Absolutely,
to this.
Absolutely, yeah. This is not a benign thing.
No,
and this is not just online people blowing off steam. This is real people hurting other human beings because of this.
Yeah. So like this incel group, and it's a group that was on Reddit. Reddit banned them. Now they're over on 4chan. They probably were at 4chan as well. So like this seems to be like where they're congregate.
Yeah, it's an online group. I don't think you go to incel meetup. So.
No, like because it's like. It's obviously like a group of people that are socially not doing well, right? Sure. And so as a result of their social ineptitudes or whatever, they have internalized and then externalized a deep resentment and hatred for women. And they have a whole language around this that they use. And I read a couple of these articles and I thought about this a little bit. And it seems to be that what it boils down to when I think about it, when I read about it, is it boils down to these are men who resent the power that women have because women have sex that they want. Right. And it's specifically attractive women that they want to have sex with. And because they're not having sex with these attractive women, they seem to have harbored a resentment, and that resentment turns into anger and hatred and rage, which they then foment amongst themselves within an echo chamber online. And then they develop a language and an ideology around this that basically takes their individual rejections, applies those rejections across the board to all women.
Sure.
And then they have an ideology that's deeply, deeply misogynist that advocates, in some cases, Elliot Rodger being an example, that advocates rape, that advocates violence towards women, that discusses women as a less than part of humanity, as a part of humanity that is to be subjugated by men in order for men to be entitled to sexual relationships with them. And when they can't have sex and they can't have intimacy and they can't have the things they want from women, that hatred and that anger boils over. And in two cases, at the very least, it's boiled over out of the fucking echo chambers of the internet and into the real world and resulted in the mass murders of 16 people.
Yeah, it has been, you know, it's one of these things that it's hard for me to wrap my head around their, like, any of their mindset. I can't even get to even like a shred of where they get to, right? The resentment of women in general in this case. It's hard for me to even wrap my, you know, because like individuals may hurt you, right? But you can't look at everybody and say, you know, everybody that is part of this group.
Oh, but I think people do it all the time though, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's the reason we have racism. Like,
yeah, no,
that's the reason,
no,
like,
absolutely. And that's another faulty way of thinking, right?
Right.
You know, like, yeah, sure. Faulty ways of thinking reinforce this all the time.
Right.
But I just can't get my head around it.
Well,
right?
Think about it like this. I was thinking about this a little bit when this came out. It seems to me like if you are not good at thinking, right? And they're clearly not good at it. Like, I mean that literally. Like, yeah. They're not good at this process, right? So... But if they can make the, if they can transfer the onus of responsibility for their social and romantic failures from one interaction or 10 interactions, if they can transfer that to all women, now women are now responsible, right? And they are no longer responsible for their own social and romantic failures.
Sure.
Now they are an oppressed underdog, an oppressed class. That is being, you know, the sexuality of women is now being wielded as a tool to bludgeon and oppress them. So they, by sort of thinking along those lines, they move from being a fucking loser to being an oppressed underdog fighting against
an
oppressor.
Sure.
And I think that that's a common, like, I think that that methodology of thinking is often how you move from one person in a group hurt me to now the entire group. That, because as soon as you can make yourself the victim of a powerful oppressor, now you are the rebel fighting the good fight, you know? And like, now you have some kind of moral standing. And I think it's what the white supremacists feel.
Sure,
I think that same, it all works the same way.
Do you think that there's any of these people that are incels that, you know, look inward and they say, look, clearly there's something not appealing about me. I need to fix me.
No.
And then they go and fix themselves and then they're not incels anymore. And they come out they're suddenly like, they're like, well, Jesus, I guess I've been skinny fat my whole life and I don't have a job. And maybe that's why women don't want to date me. I'm also a fucking total moron, clearly, because I'm at an incel group. And then suddenly they're like, well, fuck that. And then they're like, well, I'm going to stop doing that. And then I'm going to go work out and I'm going to go, you know, get a better job.
I'm going to be kind and I'm going to be polite. And I'm going to be attentive.
And I'm also going to fix myself. I'm going to be better. Yeah, I'm going to go do other things that make me better and more attractive. Be the best you can. Like, that's what everybody should be trying to do is be your best you.
Okay, yeah. Yes, absolutely. But like, I think that is so often lost. Like, I see this shit online. I'm sure you do too. I see this shit online all the time where it's like, you know, I'm like, I saw something earlier. It's like somebody said something about like waiting for women, you know, and like, it's like, well, you don't wait for people. Like, you just continuously strive to improve yourself. That will just make you more attractive. Improve your moral character, improve your intellectual character,
improve your physical character. Be your best you.
Constantly be on a search for self-improvement. Somebody will find that attractive eventually. That, look, this has nothing to do with sex.
Yeah, you're right.
I can tell
you're
you this has nothing, because if it had anything to do with sex.
You could just pay for sex.
Right.
You could just pay, and you could pay for sex in Chicago.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you can, there's escort services in Chicago on, you know, probably not on Craigslist anymore now that they passed that thing or whatever. They're going to pass that thing. That,
oh, I heard about Fossa that. That also whatever, got rid of, that got rid of, like, there was another one. There's like a, like there's like a Craigslist for hookers.
Yeah.
I don't
so,
what it's
so
called.
Yeah. So like certain places in the United States won't have it easily access, but you know, you can find someone who's willing to, for money, have sex with you. That's the oldest profession there is.
Right.
For a fucking reason.
Look, if you have some resources, you can just fly to Vegas.
Yeah.
Right. You fly overseas. It this has nothing to do with sex.
Yeah.
It does not. I'm playing armchair psychiatrist, right? Or psychologist. So throw away what I have to say as being meaningful other than just my straight conjecture. But I strongly suspect this is about insecure people not having meaningful relationships that they want desperately to have and don't know how to have. If it was just about sex, they'd go buy it.
How do you
That's
fix
the easiest
this, Tom?
Thing to buy.
How do you fix it? How do you change? Because do you think that something like this has come about because of, I think the reason why they congregate came about because of the internet, because it's a weird thing to fucking socialize over. Like, that's a weird, like, you're not going to have a meetup. Like, that's like having a vasectomy club.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like a weird, like, what do you call a vasectomy club anyway? Like, I guess if they're all well-dressed, you call them snipsters. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what do you call it? Like, yo, you're a vasectomy. Like, nobody would bond over that, right? Like, there wouldn't be a meetup group where you all go to the bar and be like, hey, guys, remember your vasectomy? Cheers. Like, that's a weird thing to bond over, right? The same thing here. This would be a weird thing to bond over, right? It's a strange thing. Like, it's like in some ways, we shame people who are virgins, right?
We shame people who are often who are not as sexually...
Who are not as sexually...
successful.
Yeah.
Successful.
We shame those. Right? We do shame those people.
Yeah. And we should.
And we shouldn't. No, absolutely not. Yeah. Absolutely not. But I don't agree with that at all. I don't think these people should be shamed because they're celibate, like, or involuntary, basically not getting any action. I don't think that's a shameful thing.
I don't even think that's the problem. But
I don't, but I'm saying, like, you know, like this is it feels like a weird thing to even bond over. And I wonder if, you know, the internet caused these groups to meet and to talk and maybe foment and maybe be an echo chamber that causes some real problems. But do you think that there's a way, do you think that the internet has a is the reason why they're not even able to relate to other human beings in a way?
I think that it might be.
Yeah.
Right. I think that there certainly are a lot of people. I don't know percentage wise, but certainly, I mean, we've met them. So like, I know that there are. There's certainly many people who relate better online than they do in person. And I think that the more opportunities that you have to do what's easy, the less likely you are to learn the skills that are harder to learn. And if what you find easy is going online and selecting your avatar picture and typing out and having this sort of mediated interaction.
Sure.
That, to be perfectly frank, these are not challenging interactions because you can walk away from any of them. You can self-select your groups. Social interactions that happen in real life are messier. They're more difficult. They're more challenging. You can't have ideas like this that survive for very long in the real world because you'll constantly be challenged by a more diverse group of people than you would select when you go online.
Yeah.
So I think it's a problem that partially develops because I do think social skills for some people, if you don't have good social skills, the internet does not help you develop better social skills often. It might occasionally, but I think it also can give people who have poor social skills many, many reasons to not engage the world in reality. And then they can go to a place that just constantly reinforces this worldview.
It's clear that you can trace this back to these thoughts, these toxic, shitty thoughts. His last things that he wrote, the thing that he wrote is said, the incel rebellion has begun. We will overthrow all the Chads and Stacys. And I guess Chads and Stacys are people that have sex. All hail the supreme gentleman, Elliot Rodger. And Elliot Rodger is that other mass murderer.
Yeah.
And then he went out and drove his car into a bunch of people.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This story's from Right Wing Watch. Jim Baker, God sent two scientists to cure cancer, but they were aborted. Consarnet.
I may have ad-libbed the consarnet.
All right, so here's Jim. This is Jim from his show.
Well, yes, he does.
I think Heartbeat Bill is probably the most important thing going on in the world right now. And there's a going on in the world.
Wow. In the world.
In the world.
In the world. In the world.
You know, North Korea's mountain collapsed.
I know. They're, oh, what mountain? Oh, the mountain that they use to test nuclear weapons.
Yeah, that might, you know, eventually collapse more and shit fucking fall out over the world. That's not important.
Anyways.
Whatever.
Pay no attention.
World right now. But I believe America is cursed if we keep murdering our babies.
Yeah.
I believe we are doomed as a nation. Whatever you think.
When is the dooming going to start? Because, you know, I got to say, like, I was joking
2018.
Before. But, like, I just got back from the Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
And we went out of the resort for an excursion one day.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never, ever, ever felt more motherfucking privileged in my life than
Dominican Republic is poor.
Yeah. We drove about an hour to this thing to do some horseback riding, and we drove through the Dominican countryside and in these mountains. They were very, very beautiful. And like the people were living in conditions that were genuinely appalling. Like there's no other way to phrase that. And it was all of them. And it was for miles, and it was appalling.
Yeah.
And I turned to Haley and I was like, God damn, our kids are spoiled. And then later I was like, you know, I take that back. God damn, we are spoiled.
Yeah, you're spoiled.
Yeah. We are so fucking spoiled.
Yeah.
The only difference is like, I know it and the kids don't yet.
Yeah.
But holy fuck, are we spoiled? It's like, America's doomed. It's like, really? Really? Because you're sitting there in your fucking $2,000 suit on TV,
sitting on
well fed
buckets of food.
Uh-huh.
You're selling buckets of food that people can have if the conditions get as bad as the Dominican Republic.
Yeah. It's like, like most of the world is like, wait a minute, you have just in case food? I want just in time food. You have just like, it's like I will every week. Every week we clean out our refrigerator and throw away the leftovers
Yep. Their food waste is one of the biggest reasons why there is a hunger problem in the world. I mean, food waste, we waste more food here in the United States. Food waste is a huge issue. Food waste is an enormous issue.
You know, like you look at all the ways it's like America's doomed.
Yeah.
Well, we're kicking a whole lot of ass right now.
Yeah.
Most of the world lives on less than a dollar a day.
Yeah.
I don't care. Because I believe God says, thou shalt not kill.
Amen.
That's right.
And a murder.
Yeah, unless they are brown.
Then they count less. It's 3/5.
Let me tell you what we can do with that.
It's actually thou shalt not.
You can kill 100,000 Iraqis. If you want.
Right.
Not an issue.
Our unborn baby, I don't believe God can look at. That's one of the reasons we stood so strong with the Republican
platform.
Is that right?
That's right. That's exactly right. That's why we were on this broadcast, the Jim Baker Show, and we endorsed the candidate, Donald Trump.
Oh, my God. Spit it out. We know that's why you endorsed Donald Trump. Nobody's surprised. Oh. Are you confused about your own fucking position?
Was the one that was voted in to become, you know, the president and stood on the Republican platform for that reason.
She said nothing. She said nothing.
She's like the worst Ed McMahon ever.
Holy shit.
You are correct.
Like she could have seriously just been like, yep.
Yep.
I mean, like, even if you don't even have to agree.
Yeah.
If you feel so fucking motivated.
If you have an editor, that turns into, yep.
Jesus Christ. You know, the horse fucking stomped his foot twice. Are you kidding me?
That's amazing.
Feed her another bag of oats.
We hope that this program can be an important cog to stop abortion in this country.
Amen.
And we're believing it can happen. And we're always going to take care of girls. Yes. We're always, this is our...
Because women need to be taken care of, Tom.
I will take care of those girls so hard.
Women have no idea how to do things or act or be in the world, so we need to take care of them.
Yeah, I agree with
men,
that.
As men, we need to take care
That's
of them.
That's our role. Yeah. That's why we have the penises. Yeah. I don't even understand why that would be controversial. If it wasn't my job to be in charge, why do I have the cock? It's fucking self-evident.
Passion, this is what we've got. I built a girl's home back at Heritage USA decades ago and saved...
What is that person wearing? What is that person wearing?
Is that woman dressed up like Colonel Sanders?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What is she wearing?
Oh, this is... I love pictures, old-timey pictures from the 80s. It's from 1980. This photo happens at 123. You guys got to check it out. It's really hilarious.
I don't know how many babies, hundreds of babies. And today, those children are having babies of their own.
Absolutely.
And it's a heritage.
Well, yes. Except for the ones that abort them. You know what I'm saying?
They're all having them young and out of wedlock, too.
That continues through the babies.
That's right.
The thing we've done in America.
Yeah, that's how humans work.
That's how you
I mean, like,
reproduce.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. That's...
Who's in the audience? Like, oh, that's how more generations of people are made.
Oh.
Babies. Oh, and then the babies grow up into adults that have babies.
They have babies.
It's all coming together now.
The circle of life.
That's right.
The thing we've done in America, we have killed our babies.
Yeah.
We have killed the future of America. I told you the other day a story.
Well, we didn't kill all the babies. He's talking like we've killed every baby. Like we're just out of babies.
Yeah, we just killed. There's
all of them.
Yeah, at this point, it's like children of men.
Right?
There's like one 18-year-old and he dies in a car accident. We're all going to cry.
Yeah. I told you the other day a story about how someone said they asked God, why haven't we had a cure for cancer?
Right.
And he said back, I gave
what, in
you.
An email? What? Did he text it back?
I can't
Is this
wait
a
for
Facebook
this.
Message? What's happening?
Can I just pause real quick and just say, like, wouldn't a better question be like, God, why do we have cancer? Like, you know, like, why? I love the idea that, like,
stop. Can we do the question of evil thing? Let's do that instead.
Like, because wouldn't it be even more fucked up if God was like, well, I made cancer, and then I just kind of let it sit there for a while.
See, what I had was this big dartboard full of ailments. You're lucky you didn't get face falling off disease. Yeah.
Like, I love the idea. It's like, why did you cure it? Like, well, I just, I didn't notice it snuck in there.
The bullseye was spontaneous combustion, so you guys lucked out on that one. Just a little spot of cancer. Yeah.
I gave you two scientists. That had the cure, and both of them were aborted.
that embryo's name, Albert Einstein.
And, now you know the rest of the story.
Of the story.
It's so stupid. Who fucking believes that?
That's like that's like a forward from grandma. it's like forward, 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 forward. Someone asked God, why haven't you given us the cure to cancer?
That's like that like story, like, and why weren't you raped in the alley? Well, there were two guys walking up.
I didn't rape her because she had two guys walking around her. And the other one wasn't praying hard enough. God, those are the shittiest stories.
All those stories are so like, fucked
up. What did they get? Like the embryos get bundled up with a cure of cancer? Is it like did they have it inside them? Are they like a fortune cookie? Where you like crack them open and inside it's like, here's your lottery numbers. Oh, and the cure to cancer.
That's what do you know?
Yeah. It was green tea leaves all along.
Nobody tried that.
Homeopathy? That's got to be wrong.
But, throw that one away. Throw that baby away. He's got the wrong cure.
Cracking open babies trying to find the cure.
I love
What's funny is we might actually find it in stem cells or something, right?
Would you know what
I
mean? Cracked like, open babies.
Cracking open some babies, you know?
I love the idea he sent two. Like he sends one. He's like, all right, I'm going to put the cure to cancer in a baby. I got to wrap it.
Whenever I go hunting, I bring two hound dogs. So I always send in two.
Now, I can't just give y'all a present like the cure to cancer without wrapping it.
Oh,
so
no.
I wrapped it in this baby. And they're like, the baby like comes back like ba-ding, like back to heaven. I thought
I put it in you.
Hold on a minute. I'm gonna put it in a different. Maybe they didn't like the wrapping paper. Gosh. I'm gonna put it in a black baby. Ba-ding.
Why did he put it in a dog?
Well, I guess they just keep returning my presents.
Oh, they have no idea where to look down there.
I should send them a gift receipt. Where's an Asian baby?
I'll just make sure it's not a girl.
So we want to thank our patrons. Of course, we want to thank all our patrons. We want to thank our newest patrons, Skeptical Spinster, Joshua, Sinjin, Neil, Dr. H, David, Jesse, the Soulless Ginger, Ian, Matt, Lisa, the entire Fruited Plane, and...
I want to try this one. Johann, Gamble Putty, Devon, Ausfern, Schlipleppen, Schlitter, Crashen, Banan Fry.
What the fuck?
I don't know, but it was so fun to say.
Jesus Christ.
I don't even care how badly I said it.
Thank you so much for your generous donations. You guys are the reason that Glory Hole Studios exists. We wanted to say that last week, I released like 40 plus minutes of like cutting room floor stuff because we had enough with Noah and another. So we wound up with a big, long extra that we had posted just for patrons recently. So patrons, you're able to check that out. We hope you enjoyed it. Got a message from Wes, and Wes sent along this video. It's Alex Jones doing demon voice, and it's over a sort of bunch of gameplay from the video game Doom. It was really funny and actually really well done.
It works to the game.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
So check it out. It's going to be on this week's show notes. This is episode 412. So Nash sent in a message. This is a sound clip, and this is a great clip. I'm probably going to use this in the future.
Beep, beep, beep. Oh, sorry. What's that? Oh, that's just a you can't make this shit up alarm.
I like
it. Fucking great. Thanks, Nash.
We got a message from Chad, and Chad said that they're...
Hi, Stacy.
They're just...
sorry.
They just found us. They're in college. And
getting laid all the time. Am I right, Chad?
Sorry. And then they said, I don't believe the larger atheist community has any relation to the alt-right, but I wonder about being less confrontational in atheism and looking at where I can agree with religious people. And then there was an alt-right atheism podcast that they sent along that I did not get a chance to listen to. But I do want to address the question about this. This is something that comes up a lot, and this is something I've said many, many times. I feel like there is, if there's someone who is probably empathetic, a progressive type person that happens to believe in God, and then there's somebody who's like, on the far alt-right that happens to be an atheist, the chances that I'm going to agree with the person who is religious are way more likely on almost every single issue. The only one that I'm going to agree with the atheist on is ones by default,
right,
where there was sort of like a default ally, and it's only in like very slim corner cases. I feel like very often the people that we want to surround ourselves with and the people that we want to talk to don't actually have atheist as a thing that they're wearing on the outside.
Yeah.
You know, like that I find that, you know, like I can relate to religious people and, you know, non-religious people and agnostics and, you know, people that have very non mainstream religions just as well, as long as I think we agree on other major ethical concerns.
Yeah, I think somebody who's socially progressive, I'm going to find 100 points of commonality with.
Yeah.
And somebody who's socially conservative, I just like, because our worldview, the way we perceive how Absolutely. People are valued is going to just differ too much for me to bridge that gap.
And I do think that there are people that are atheist and alt-right. I don't know that there's a problem in atheism and alt-right because I don't feel like the major atheist movements, the ones that you gather around, have an alt-right component. So I feel like that's not an issue. I feel like there probably are a lot of atheists in the alt-right.
What
but
about
I don't
Mythos
think
of Milwaukee?
I think that that's a, I genuinely
think that's an anomaly.
Yeah, I don't know. The thing is like last time Mythos of Milwaukee, from what other people have told me, I didn't attend, but you know, there was a lot of people like that were Trump supporters that probably were very religious that showed up just because they like the things that some of those people have to say politically.
Yeah, right.
So again, they would say the same thing. I bet you if you sat down with any of those speakers from Mythos of Milwaukee or any of those people that are, you know, either alt-right or courting the alt-right or have those alt-right beliefs or have those very hardline conservative beliefs that happen to be atheists, some of the YouTubers and whatever. If you sat down with those people and you asked them in a room full of Trump supporters that happen to be very religious, they probably agree with them 99 times
right.
out of 100.
Yeah.
And they would look at me and be like, I only agree with you on the atheism thing. The rest of the shit, you're fucked in.
Right.
And so they would have the exact, I think they would have
the
exact same,
opposite
feeling.
Perspective. Yeah. Right.
About me. That's why I feel like atheism probably isn't a great organizing feature anyway.
No, I don't think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it is. You organize around humanism.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
We got a lot of messages about chemical bombs and why they're worse than conventional weaponry. The main things boil down to residual chemicals in the atmosphere are worse than regular bombs. Regular bombs do cause a lot of problems in the environment, but residual chemicals, I guess, last longer. They can't control them as easily, so more collateral damage on occasion. And even direct hits cause people to suffer greatly in really horrible ways.
Yeah, the people, the emails, thank you, by the way, for everybody who sent emails to give me some good information on that. It really helped me think about the question differently.
Yeah, so absolutely.
I'm grateful to you.
This is an interesting message from Pete, Tom. It talks about false flags, but then also talking about how they have to relive that trauma.
Yeah, he relays a very personal story, which I will not relay. But he says, you know, this shit is the most inhuman torment you can visit on another person. Every time you have to set someone straight on what happened, every twisted lie you hear forces you back into that place when you first found out that an integral part of your life and your experience is dead. You do not get the opportunity to heal. You know, this is not like this, like when the Alex Jones guys and all the rest of those assholes, when they look at a tragedy like Newtown or Parkland or any other tragedy that they capitalize on in order to get clicks, which is what they're doing,
yeah,
in order to sell merch and get clicks. Whenever that happens, you know, keep in mind that what is really happening is that they are exploiting somebody's pain, exploiting somebody's trauma, exploiting the death of somebody who was loved in order for them to make a fucking profit off of re-traumatizing the family, the friends, and the loved ones of the deceased. That's what's happening first. Everything else happens after that. Subsequent to that. That's the primary action.
We got a message from Nathan about how many people live in the United States on less than $30,000 a year. We're going to post a link to this story on this week's show notes, but check it out. 51% of all American workers make less than $30,000. Yeah. It's most of the United States lives on less than $30,000 a year.
It's fucking nuts.
Tom, we got a message from Sarah, and Sarah talks about some cult behavior.
Yeah, so we were expressing surprise that, you know, when somebody is accused of something that they're, you know, supported and what have you, and that the organization doesn't turn its back on them. And she makes an interesting point. She said that people in these organizations can't imagine other people not equating leader with the organization itself. So I think for you and I, that never occurred to me because it's like, yeah, that's just a person.
Yeah, sure.
Like it doesn't
like what happened with David Silverman.
Right.
It's just like, yeah, okay.
Yeah,
get rid of him.
The person does not color the organization necessarily, right? Unless the person is somewhat is integral. But like what she's saying is like in a lot of cults, the person is the organization. They are intertwined. Yeah. There is no substantial differentiation. I thought that was an interesting point.
Got an image.
Oh, gross.
For this week, we're going to put it on this week's show notes. This is from Aaron, and it's pretty hilarious. So check it out. It's a Trump image. A bunch of people sent this to us. We're going to post a link on this week's show notes to a show called Good Mythical Morning. George sent this to us, and a bunch of other people. they tasted some Jim Baker buckets and did not like them.
They did not. I just want to shout out, like, I love Good Mythical Morning. Yeah. I just do. I don't like almost anything on YouTube at all.
Yeah.
And I genuinely love Good Mythical Morning. My son and I have watched dozens and dozens of episodes of it together. I think they're funny, clever guys. I love the chemistry between them. Check it out.
Guys, if you Good Mythical Morning, if you want to come on and talk about the Jim Baker buckets, you're welcome.
Anytime. Oh my God, yeah. I will go to you.
All right, well, that's going to wrap it up for this week. So we're going to have a Thursday show this week. We're going to try to do a almost exclusively politics show that's coming out on Thursday. So if you're interested, watch your podcast feed for that. We are going to leave you, like we always do, with the Skeptic's Creed.
Credulity is not a virtue. It's fortune cookie cutter, mommy issue, hypno-Babylon bullshit. Couched in scientician, double bubble, toil and trouble, pseudo-quasi-alternative, acupunctuating, pressurized, stereogram, pyramidal, free energy, healing, water, downward spiral, brain dead pan, sales pitch, late night info-docutainment. Leo, Pisces, cancer cures, detox, reflex, foot massage, death in towers, tarot cards, psychic healing, crystal balls, Bigfoot, Yeti, aliens, churches, mosques, and synagogues, temples, dragons, giant worms, Atlantis, dolphins, truthers, birthers, witches, wizards, vaccine nuts, shaman healers, evangelists, conspiracy, doublespeak, stigmata, nonsense. Expose your sides. Thrust your hands, bloody, evidential, conclusive. Doubt even this.
The opinions and information provided on this podcast are intended for entertainment purposes only. All opinions are solely that of Glory Hole Studios, LLC. Cognitive Dissonance makes no representations as to accuracy, completeness, currentness, suitability, or validity of any information, and will not be liable for any errors, damages, or butthurt arising from consumption. All information is provided on an as-is basis. No refunds. Produced in association with the local Dairy Council and viewers like you.
The other day in Chicago, this is interesting. The other day I went to Jewel here in Chicago.
That's a grocery store.
It's a grocery store chain here in Chicago. There's only a couple. One of them went out of business recently, and then Jewel is the one.
Yeah, Jewel's all that's left. Jewel is the Ebert.
Yeah. Like it's just waiting to die. The big jaw. You know? Anyway, I wound up going in, and I walk in, and I hear Elvis being played at a very loud level by a live performer. And I'm like, what the fuck is
at
happening?
The grocery store?
Yeah. And so I look, and there's an Elvis impersonator at the bar. There's a bar at the Jewel, and he's playing like Blue Suede Shoes. And so I'm used to what I'm used to when you walk in the supermarket. Now, you're used to some aggravation when you walk in a supermarket, but I wasn't used to this sort of level of, I don't know, like chaos that this created, because everything was just off, and it gave me crazy anxiety. because the lights in there make me crazy and the other people make me crazy. But at least once in a while they play like soft music or no music. And now it's like this really shrill, bad Elvis impersonator that is just permeating the entire establishment. So you're in the fucking bread aisle, like 25 aisles away from this jagoff who's fucking singing Blue Suede Shoes. And you're just like, I want to pull my own teeth out of my head. That was the most like, I don't know, like it was the twitchiest experience I've ever had.
But like,
they just turned everything on their head. And you're just like, I hate this so much. Never do this to me.
But grocery stores do that now. Like now it's not just a place you go to buy like toilet paper and balance bars. Like now it's like,
and when you have balance bars, you need a lot of toilet paper.
You're balanced out. It's a lot of fiber in those things, fiber and protein. Yeah, yeah. It's like a car wash in there, but like
it's like a dishwasher bomb.
Anyway. I'll have some Tide Pod soup.
Well, like now grocery stores are like, they're selling this idea of like some like high-end kind of, like the one near us, there's a Mariano's near us. Yeah, and they're like, there's like a piano player, like playing, like, and there's tips and shit. And there's like a, there's an oyster bar, raw oysters and a wine bar. And it's like, I'm here at a grocery shop. I'm not picking up chicks or whatever. What the fuck is happening?
I just want 12 drumsticks wrapped, not with E. coli or salmonella in them.
Yeah.
I'd like to get an eggs and maybe a milks. And then I want
to
leave.
I'm just
and
trying to figure out who's like, you know, I will sit for some oysters.
All I'm trying to do is to avoid eye contact with everyone in your store for a long enough time to leave. That's all I'm trying to do.
Who is the customer for that? Who says
it's not me? It's not me. I'm too antisocial.
But seriously though, who's like, I'm going to take my girl out for a nice meal at the grocery store.
Honey, I got a special night planned.
First date at the grocery store. Like, look, I want it to be casual.
She like opens up the card and inside is this heart-shaped Mariano's gift card.
You know, if the night goes well, we can go over to the pharmacy section and get some lube.
Or we could just go to the oils aisle. Either one will work.
Whatever. There's some jojoba oil over there. It's fine.
Just get some of that coconut stuff. Slap it in
there. Oh my God, that was marshmallow fluff. You used the wrong container.
It's stuck.
No, I used the right container.
We're having s'mores tonight.